You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, March 23rd show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts. We bring into studio each week the best of the best in all areas regarding your financing and everything regarding your money. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Marcel Allen with Dreamosity, how to elevate your digital influence. Marcel, thank you for coming back in studio. We have all of our regular contributors that are here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be back.
Love it. And a little bit about Marcel. She is author of Financial Joy, and I'm so excited she actually brought us her book, Victoria, Financial Joy, local social media manager and laughter coach. Oh my gosh, I love that. We all need some laughter. She motivates authors, artists, and achievers to get curious and confident about their financial situation while leveraging social media to grow their business. She supports others in understanding the patterns of their sales system, marketing efforts, and financial results. She helps clients with marketing, advertising, and is the creative force behind her consulting agency, Dreamosity. Marcel is also the co-owner of Laugh Tech, where she trains folks to be more memorable and humorous when developing content for their online campaigns. She wants everyone to realize that the minute you start to use video, here's video again, you've now entered the entertainment industry.
Love it. Marcel, let's start out with just a let's start with a success story with Financial Joy. Tell us about it. Give us some boots on the street stories here.
Yeah.
What's up?
Thank you. Well, it's published now. And the other night at a comedy show, I was talking to a local. He's a real estate agent and a comedian. And I was like, he's like, hey, what's new? I'm like, well, I sold 50 books, right? My first 50. And he was like, hey, that's awesome. What's the book about? So I tell him about the snail, the ostrich, and the seagull, and how the seagull is not afraid to ask for the sale. So just last week, he calls me and he's like, hey, Marcel, I asked for the order. I was at this open house and I was having this conversation with the guy, and he was like, he could have just totally kept having the conversation. And he had that moment where my voice was in the back of his head. He's like, mine. How do I get this guy? So he asked for the sale, and it was an $18,000 commission.
Wow.
So I'm just thrilled for him because it's like, I don't know.
So I always say the task is to ask.
Yeah, the task is to ask.
Worst case, you get a no. So you talk in your book about the ostrich, the snail, and the seagull. How does each of these show up with people in their business?
Yeah, so the snail is someone who's slow and steady. Maybe they're underproducing. Maybe they haven't even thought about video yet, or they want to, but they're afraid to do it. And they're just, they're not very aggressive, or they're not having fun yet, and they haven't learned how it's fun. And then the ostrich is bold, they're dynamic, they're excitable, they're very just fun to listen to, but their head might be in the sand and they're not paying attention to the numbers. They're not looking at their bank statement. They don't know the credit score. They don't know how to qualify. Like, they're just kind of oblivious to how many views they got in their video even. And then the seagull is someone, or an eagle, as Keelan liked to say, is someone who's confident in the marketplace, not afraid to say mine, right? And to go for the ask. So they're out there, they're running their territory, they're getting good checks, they're confident, and they're having fun with it.
Yeah.
So it's really fun when people realize they get to choose who they're being. And it's okay to have a day where you're like, I want to be a snail.
Yes.
I'm just going to chill. Like, that's okay, you know?
Yeah. As long as you're intentionally doing it. Yeah.
And it's good to at least know what you are, right? Yeah. At least be honest with yourself so you can say, okay, I'm a snail today, but guess what? Tomorrow I'm going to be a seagull.
Yeah.
And then you go out and $18,000 could have walked out of that person's life and they would have never have known the difference if they didn't ask.
Yeah, and I think money does walk away from majority of us because it's really hard sometimes to, you know, to ask.
Sometimes people just want what's the next action, right? And they just walk away like, oh, it's kind of awkward. Maybe we'll just let it go. So that's really good. Let's talk about spreadsheets. So they're pretty common for tracking financial joy.
What a transition.
Yeah, that's pretty abrupt, wasn't it? why are we proposing an entirely new model in Financial Joy? And I previously being a financial advisor, numbers are important, people. Figure out where you're at. What I mean, how do you even know what's going on if you don't know your numbers? And spreadsheets are obviously very valuable. Tell us more about it.
Exactly. So spreadsheets are great. They were started in 1979 by a man, made popular in the 1985. And they're great for counting and measuring and calculating and data, but they're really bad teachers and they're not fun, right? So when it comes to a lot of my clients in the past, getting them to make the connection between the video, between the marketing and the result, it's not fun to look at the P&L statement, right? So yeah. I made a more kind of a circular cash flow model where it's almost like a wreath or like a 30-day calendar in a circle. Mm-hmm. So people can understand that each day as they're networking and planting seeds, and then they can start again. So for the snail, it's like you don't just have one bad deal and then like wait 10 days to go do something. It's like you need to get back out there.
Yeah.
And so it's a different way to visualize cash flow. And then it's just a lot more fun and social. So for especially my female clients, it's way more fun. It's got that spatial component and it's a lot more exciting to talk about.
Yeah.
And you guys know I talk about the data dropper, and it kind of pulls them out of their, like they're not afraid to talk about it if they get to create or draw or doodle the data.
So. Yes. So let's talk about the connection between financial joy and producing video.
Yeah. So this is where I've been doing my meetup, Developing Digital You, for 10 years now. And I've been preaching video for a long time. And it was... I hadn't been making the connection. And so on this diagram here, the only Victoria can see, the social audience matrix, I talk about, you know, people who are rookie, JV, A, AA, all the way up to an MVP, right? So kind of a baseball metaphor. And then measuring audience size anywhere from 0 to 100 to 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, or a million. And you can have a video that goes viral, but it doesn't necessarily pay the bills. Or you might not, like you could have, you know, only 100 fans and still be a millionaire. So there's, it's not necessarily a profitability matrix, but what I realize is with financial joy, the cash flow circle or that ring, as you're growing your audience and as you're getting in front of 100 people, 200 people, 500 people, you need to keep, there's a connection between exposure and closing deals. And if you're just getting exposure and you have nothing to sell, you're in trouble, right? Yeah. And if you're selling to only the same 20 people over and over and over, like eventually you're out of, like you need more leads, you need more people. So video helps us expand our network. But at the same time, if you're great on video and you don't have an offer, you're kind of in the wrong place. So I'm just excited because I've been talking about video for so long, and then to see that there's got to be that track that they keep running on. Like you still need to pay attention to your sales activities, not just the fun and excitement with video.
So. Yeah.
And you never know. You might go viral, like do a little funny dance like the Backpack Kid. And now you're like literally you have a dance for a living. That's what you do.
But then Marcel's going to show you actually how to make money out of that.
But how do you make money out of that and monetize it? So
that's what they need to call Marcel and she'll tell him. Yeah. Get him hooked up.
Yeah, we get Backpack Kid. Call Marcel. She'll help you. Okay. So what advice do you have for someone who doesn't want to get on camera? I know we talked a little bit previously about how that's a fear for everybody. What's your take on it? How do you inspire people to get on camera and be the next Backpack Kid?
Yeah, so my advice is be generous with your knowledge. And the way I got to that advice was when I was first starting video about 10 years ago, I was an ostrich. I was scared. My head was in the sand. I didn't want to play. And my friend Avram had been doing a video a day for about a year. And I'd been following him and watching him. And he was entertaining. He was dynamic. And the time I finally met him, I literally reached up and touched his shoulder. And I was like, oh, you're real. Like I had this crazy moment of like, oh my gosh, you're so just normal, right? Yeah. But there's this moment in video that people who are watching us see, like they put us kind of up on this pedestal sometimes. And anyway, so he asked me, he's like, Marcel, your business is Dreamosity. It's all about generosity. Why are you not doing video? Isn't that kind of selfish of you? And I was like, snap.
Oh.
That hurts. And so to me, he's like, it's not about you. It's not about how you look or how you sound. It's, are you being generous with your ideas and your message?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, help.
Yeah.
And so I was coachable, you know, and that's the second piece of advice. Be coachable. Take a class.
Yes.
You know, learn how you can get started.
And that's so funny because I always say too, and it kind of goes back to the ask, that you are being a disservice to your clients if you do not ask for the business because you have to help them see that you, and there could be a many different things, that person's too busy or I'm not good enough for them or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of things, but so you're a disservice to your clients if you're not asking for that business. So same thing, you're a disservice to your clients if you don't get on video because they're not getting to know you, you're not building that relationship, and you never get a chance to take care of them as the awesome expert that you are. So mistakes, let's talk about what you should really be careful about in mistakes when leveraging video.
Yeah, so mistake number one is people don't realize they're now in the entertainment industry. They've got to entertain. They've got to be dynamic. They've got to kind of pick up the pace a little bit and smile. Like,
yeah.
Be in uptime, right? Don't be just boring and slow. Like, no one wants to listen to you if you're kind of boring with it. And then the second piece of advice is syndicate your content, right? Sometimes if you're a small person team, you have to get that video to get the first 10 views or 100 views. You share in a couple of groups. You move it around, and there's different tactics to get 1,000 views or 10,000 views. And some people aren't paying attention to those numbers. And I encourage people, if you're going to do a video, whether it takes a minute or an hour to set up and to create, set a goal, have an intention. Is it to get 1,000 views or 100? But to not just do it and then set it and forget it, because that's not actually serving you either.
So, Marcel, I was talking to somebody just recently about video, and I think it's fear for this, but one of the things I've heard is, you know, how's that going to get me business? Like, you know, and I swear that's like the number one thing, right? Oh, I'm just going to get on video and all of a sudden my phone's going to blow up. Like, you know, and I think it's kind of a way to have a story for yourself so you can kind of back away from that, and fear can take over because it clearly helps. So what would you say to somebody? How does developing a digital presence help financial advisors or, you know, anybody, real estate agents, anybody that wants to get out there and really grow their business?
Yeah, so it helps you leverage time. And by not having to do everything all the time, if you do a video once, it can move for you, right? So I'm here today able to come, you know, meet with you great people and be on a radio show because my systems and videos are moving for you. And as you build that digital presence, you'll get, you know, 100 views a day, 1,000 views a day or a month, and you start to have momentum with it. So you have free time to go out and actually see people face to face, to go to, you know, happy hour and to actually go close business. But if you're exhausted, it's because you don't have leverage, and the video can help you leverage your time.
Yeah. So you talk about results per hour. Share a little bit more about what you mean.
Yeah. So when we're starting out in our careers, we're often getting paid, you know, $12 an hour, $20 an hour, $50 an hour. But when you leverage technology, it's now about the results per hour. So whether you're talking about email marketing and you're going to email 20,000 people, you're going to get a result in that hour. Or if you get on camera or on radio and you get to communicate your message to maybe millions of people, maybe 100 people, that result, there's more results in that hour than if you just go have coffee with someone one-to-one.
Yes.
So it's just a different way of thinking it. And then if you're an athlete, you know, meal prepping, do you guys meal prep a little bit?
I try sometimes. I'm going to be doing a lot of it now that I got to play soccer.
But that's another thing. You know, you cut up a whole bunch of vegetables and 1 hour's worth of effort, you can get 5, 6, 10 meals. So just results per hour. It's a different way to think. And I think as business owners, we can't think like an employee necessarily.
So Tina's going to know a lot more about this than me, the old celebrity vibe. So we talked about it a little earlier. Tell us what the celebrity vibe, what is that, and when does that start to happen? So, that's exciting.
So if you're in the game with video, there's a point when people start to come up with you at the grocery store, at church, and a lot of my clients will say, wow, people know me now. And it's like, good, that's working. But it's this idea that more people are going to know you than you're going to know them. And so just be prepared for that. Because again, if you're brand new to this game, you don't realize how many people are going to know your face and your voice.
Yes.
And so it's kind of exciting. And so I actually prepare people for it because it does happen because they're consistent.
Thanks for that shout out, Keelan.
Well, I'm just saying it happens all the time. They're like, oh, yeah, Tina. And I was like, oh, what am I, Scotch Mist? Like, come on, geez Louise.
So can anyone elevate your digital influence?
I would say yes. Hey. And what I talk about is develop digital you, right? So digital Tina, digital Keenan?
Keelan.
Digital Keelan.
See, I told you, she knows Tina.
Digital Michael, digital Amy. And I always say, you know, imagine.
That was awesome.
Imagine if you could out-motivate, out-train, out-sell, and out-entertain based on your digital presence. How much more profitable and generous could you be?
Yes.
So the idea, like even for me, there's real life Marcel here, but digital Marcel on the camera, you start to clone yourself, and it's just a really powerful thing.
Yeah.
So I encourage people to get in the conversation. The other thing I wanted to say about elevating your presence online is I've spoken with a lot of agents, and they're like, oh, branding doesn't matter. And I'm like, that's like telling a seller that curb appeal doesn't matter.
That's
branding
crazy.
Matters because it elevates, on my little, you know, audience matrix here, it takes you from rookie to expert. If you have high quality branding, you look amazing and people trust you. And if you're sloppy and messy, questionable.
So,
right?
So true.
So anybody can do it, though.
Say, I paid her $1 about the Keelan name, just FYI.
Was that like, did you guys set that up beforehand?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Wow, could have done that any better.
Marcel, thank you so much for coming into studio. It was a great honor talking with you, and just really excited about everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
And that's the show.
I guess that's it.
I'm just like tongue twisted here. And this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing up for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And your local mortgage experts will be here same time, same place next week, right here at 11:50 a.m. KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.